and that happy tune is yours too. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Rudolph, get your nose over here so you can guide my sleigh today.
Oh,
and all the reindeer love you, and they shout it out with me.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent.
Oh, that's weird. Your mic's on over here.
Oh, you know what? Look at you. They're switched. See the mic?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you can use that one now if you want. That was very bizarre.
Did that. Yeah, that Jacob.
I couldn't figure it out.
He's in here and he messes everything up.
No.
Got a microphone right in front of me. I'm speaking and there's nothing. And what happened is somebody swapped.
You normally use mic two.
Without the visual, yeah. Forget it.
All those mics look alike.
The story not worth telling. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. This will either be the last time we are together with me in the room until after Christmas, or the last time any of us will ever be together anywhere, because the end of the world, to some people, comes tomorrow.
It's already the 21st in New Zealand, though. So are they still, does anybody check in?
What time, New Zealanders? Well, two questions. What time zone is it based on, and what hour of the day, the 21st? Is it midnight?
I think it's based on our time zone.
But that doesn't make sense. If it's going to be a global destruction of the whole Earth, it would be Zulu time, Greenwich time, which is the base time for all flying and all that stuff.
And then it's supposed to be later in the evening.
Oh, okay.
That's what they say.
So have a big lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the calories. Just, you know, have a big lunch. Okay, it's going to be a Bing Dean Perry kind of day, meaning laid back and real kind of easy going today. Just kind of coast along. Anybody wants to call just about anything, we'll let you talk as long as you want to talk about it. Blah, 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 blah. Look at the phone lines already lit up there.
Did you want to do your special message?
Yes, I have
right
a very, okay, hang on. I have a special greeting and a hello to Imo Locke. Boy, I hope I didn't mess your name up, Imo. I'm pretty sure that's right. Imo's daughter, Sherry, works here. And Imo's on the way in to get some treatment today. So, Imo, I'm sorry you're going through what you're going through. We love your daughter. Most people here love her in a regular, you know, co-worker kind of way. Well, you know what? You don't need to concern yourself with my relationship with your daughter Sherry. But you did something right there with Sherry, because I'm going to tell you that in this building, in this station, there are not many people that everybody likes. She's one. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely.
She is one. Your daughter is one of those people that everybody likes. She doesn't do anything to make people not like her. I can't say that for myself. I know you can't say it, because I'd actually like you then.
Right, yeah.
And Dan sure can't say it. There is one. Now it's really down to just one person here that I don't particularly care for. And I don't really know most people that, but
that office has two pretty good people in it that I would say.
No, that office has Sherry and Mark.
Yeah.
Where do you get
the two? Are you saying Mark Harris?
Where do you get two good people?
Oh. I don't know what you're talking about.
But Imo, for whatever it's worth, you did something right, and we're crazy about Sherry. Why she actually works here, I don't get it. I don't know. It doesn't seem to me that, maybe she actually likes what she does here. See, Sherry's in traffic, which is a stupid name for a job. And I'm sure that Sherry's mom, Imo, has asked her, what do you do there? And she said, traffic. And she, her mom probably thought, well, you direct traffic. You park here.
Right.
Second level.
Yeah.
No.
Right.
And they need a new name, another name for it, because it's awkward when you try to tell your relatives what you do for a living. Oh, I'm in the traffic department. They go, what's that?
I don't even like continuity.
That's stupid.
That's another term for it.
It's another dumb one.
How about just...
I got a job one time as the continuity director
yes.
at a radio station. And you know, when they told me you got the job, I said, what is it? I am that guy, and I don't even know what it means. I said, what does that mean, continuity director? So, I don't exactly know what to say. It doesn't sound great to say, have a nice treatment today at the hospital, but you got our best wishes, and we love working with your daughter. So there you go. Calls are already going crazy. So let's do we have any Burke segment? Yes, we do. Peon has some, but yes. I'm going to take a couple of calls.
Yes, take calls.
And then we're going to get to Peon came in, and right away he said, boy, do I have a Burke segment contribution.
I'm pretty miserable.
Cannot wait to see what that's about. But before that, we're going to talk to Evan. Hello, Evan. How are you?
Hey, Frank. Merry Christmas. How you doing?
Merry Christmas. I'm doing great.
Good. Hey, I've got a, you guys know how you have Bernice. And the guy who passed away who used to do your movie previews, I forget his name.
Reggie.
Okay, Reggie, how you guys have their little sayings. I think you guys have a saying that's just right under your nose and you don't even realize it.
And what is that?
As well. Ever since you guys started saying that,
you notice.
I hear the your guys' traffic guy say it in his broadcast quite a bit, and then just people throughout the day.
But see, the funny thing is, it's a carneyism. It's a John Carneyism.
It's spreading, though.
I'm going to have to listen for that because I haven't noticed the as well other places. I'm going to start to pay attention to that.
So, hey, that was a good job yesterday by the, with the, what's his name? You know, that guy.
Carl?
Sling Blade. Carl.
Yeah.
Carl talking and having a conversation with,
Sean Connery.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Evan.
Evan, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Thank you,
guys.
Thank you for the call. You too. Oh. Well, hey, I didn't set that call up. If people like the Connery thing, that's they fair. Like it. What are you going to do about it? Take from people what they love? I don't think so. Blind Bob is with us. Hello, Blind Bob.
Hey, Frank.
Now,
and
Bob,
the rest of the crew.
Hi, Bob.
Bob, I'll tell you, this is part of, it's not just being an old guy, it's that I have always had an issue with certain things and remembering things. Like if I meet somebody, I need to hear the name two or three times. And in your case, I can never, I remember that you're blind. The Blind Bob kind of makes that easy. But I can never remember if you were born blind or you went blind after you'd had sight for a while. You were born blind, right?
Right. I've never had vision.
Okay. I went to see Andrea Bocelli in Las Vegas and was a little bit disappointed in that show, but that's another story. He had vision till he was six. And before you get to the reason you called, this question came up again in conversation with some people. And I'm sure we've asked you before, and I think I know your answer. And that is, do you think that you would prefer to have seen and then go blind? Or to never have seen? And I'll bet you'd say you wish you could have seen, just for reference.
Right. I wish I could have seen. Although, on the other hand, it's not, I mean, I've never had it.
But see, to me, once you have it and it's taken from you, that's a horrible, you've lost something. You didn't lose it because you never had it.
Yeah, it would be awful to lose.
And I also think that from birth, you developed abilities that I don't think a lot of people could develop if they had to acquire those abilities midlife or 20 or 30.
I would think patience. You would have to have,
I mean,
your patience has to be.
He's not a doctor. He didn't have any patience.
No.
See what I did there, Bob?
Yeah.
See what I did? Bob, you called us. What can we do for you?
I just called to wish you all a very Merry Christmas.
Well, that's very nice.
And a very Happy New Year. And I was going to talk to Dan here a little bit after we get off the air. You know, we've talked several times when I call, we're going to get a show together.
Oh, you and Dan?
You wanted to do that.
No, hold on a second. Frank was talking about Bob coming in.
Yeah, we'd love to have you in here. You, I don't, you think in? We meant do a show on a regular basis like the Frank and Bob show?
Hey, that'd be kind of, hey, that has a ring to it.
I got news for you. You're not going to believe this. This morning, and I'm not making this up, I actually thought about you this morning, and I thought if he could get in here, having Blind Bob as a partner on the show, knock it off.
Bob.
Having Bob on the show might actually be a hoot. How many shows can say they got a blind guy as one of their partners? I'm telling you, I'm all for variety.
I would love to come in there and do a show. It's been a long time since I've actually been over there. I used to come over
years.
Yeah. It's been years.
Well, you know, Dan will work it out when you can get.
I will do that, and we can definitely get it done.
Your wife Jeannie cannot sit in here, though. I'm going to tell you right now. That sounds harsh, but
well,
it has to just be you.
That's okay. I'll be in the studio. She can just listen to the show and then decide afterwards.
Now, Bob, I'm going to tell you something, and I'm telling you this as a friend. Last time you were in here, Jeannie was here, and you're blind, so you didn't have a clue. But I'm going to tell you this. The whole time you were on the air with us, she was trying to take my pants off.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Remember reaching for my buckle?
I remember that.
And I was saying, stop it.
She likes you a lot.
Well, so. I didn't realize how much till that day you were in here trying to undress me. I thought you should know that.
Well, I'm glad you told me that, and I'll definitely have to ask her about what's up with that Frank guy.
Well, don't let it wreck your Christmas, though, Bob.
No. It was years ago.
There isn't going to be a Christmas because the world's
the end of the world.
You know what? He's right.
That's right.
He's right. And I felt like I had to tell you because, as Dionne Warwick said, that's what friends are for.
That's right. It's called that tough love.
That's right. Well, Bob.
Hey, we need to. And are you working on replacing your female part of the crew?
No, we're not working on it, really.
You're not? Oh, okay.
No. I think the best things that happen accidentally. Somebody will fall in here that is perfect, and they'll just become part of the show. That's pretty much the way it's always worked.
That's the way it should work.
Yeah, and you shouldn't force people to be together or force people to be put a show together. Okay, you're going to be this, and you're going to be the partner, and that never really works.
Right.
What we've done has, and it sounds like I'm bragging, but it's always worked.
That's why it continues to work.
Well, listen, he said it. Wow. I didn't. Tell those crooks at Arbitron that's an inside statement.
Who are they? Did you say the other day they merged with someone else?
Nielsen is going to buy them, and I hope they do. And maybe for the first time ever, the ratings will be even close to accurate. It's a joke.
That's good, because I sure hate hearing the same 200 song.
Well, you're always going to do that on music stations. Bob, have a Merry Christmas.
All right.
Tell Jeannie the same, and we look forward to getting you in here after the first of the year.
We will do that, and should I – Dan, are you going to – you want me to talk to you about that? Or
no, not now. He's got to work now.
No, I have your number, Bob.
Okay. All righty. We'll do it that way.
All right, Bob.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
BB, Blind Bob. I like that Blind Bob. I like a guy that will let you call him.
Right.
If I couldn't walk – you know, and my name were Chris, I would ask people to call me Cripple Chris.
You would?
Yeah, I would. I would. I say just get it out there, deal with it.
Own it.
Use it. Remember that guy that came in who has cerebral palsy, and he makes jokes?
Josh Blue?
Oh, my goodness. Hysterical. Yeah. This guy was funny. This is Larry. Hello, Larry.
Hi, Frank. It's my pleasure to be AM and the PM.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you listening and to have you call. How can we help you?
Well, I've been listening for a long time, and the last few years, something has been missing at Christmas time, and I wouldn't call and ask for it to be on now, except this could be the very last chance that we get.
Ever.
Ever.
Yeah, what is
it? So, I've really been jonesing for, we're the Chesterfield Fire Department.
I asked Peon for it 2 days ago. Where is it, Peon?
And I looked through the
you lost
all
it.
Of the file cabinets.
You lost it. Just say it. I lost it.
Somehow it
no, just say it. I lost it. Say, I lost it.
I lost it. It wasn't my possession at the time.
Peon, and I lost it.
And now it's...
And you know what, Larry? I'm so upset by this, as I know you are. We play it every Christmas, and now we can't because Peon doesn't know where it is.
Well, but it... It's not that big a deal because we're only going to be upset for another 36 hours at the most.
Good point.
That's right.
Good point. Well, go do everything you've ever wanted to do in the next 36 hours, okay?
All righty. Thanks.
Larry, thank you for the call. Merry Christmas.
Have a good one. And to you.
All right, you too. Hear that guy's voice?
Mm. Yeah.
And to you. Keep him off the show. Keep him off the show. He makes us sound bad. I think this is Will. Hello, Will.
Hey, Frank. AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. You know what's funny? The guy who's up after you on the phone, it says his name is, it's a foreign name, and it says it's a way. And I looked up and I thought, where there's a will, there's a way.
Oh.
See what I did there?
See what I did? Did you just make that up?
Yeah, just now. I know, unbelievable. Yeah. Will, what can we do? What can we do for you?
Well, I got a kind of a request. Yesterday, you did Carl.
Yes.
And Sean Connery.
Mm-hmm.
And that was wonderful.
Thank
but
you.
I got to thinking, what would it sound like if it was Johnny Londoff and Sean Connery?
Sorry, I'm just trying to hear this in my head. Well, I don't know. Maybe I can give that some thought and come up with what it might sound like.
Well, I'm going to drive, but I hope you come up with something real soon.
Well, keep the radio on.
Will do.
No, just Will. You're not Will Do. You're just Will.
Well, that's later on tonight.
Well, Merry Christmas.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye. Hear what he said? That's later on tonight.
Yes.
Will's got some high hopes for what's going to happen at home tonight, which means he's probably not married. Let's go to Jim. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Frank. Hey, gang. AM and a PM.
Jim, everybody. Hallelujah. What can we do for you?
Frank, I just got a question. You know, being the great thespian that you are.
I am a thespian.
When you do the Carl, because I do the Carl impersonation too, but I notice when I do the Carl impersonation, I have to put my bottom lip over my top lip like he does, you know, and really get into it. Do you do that as well?
No, I don't do that.
You don't do that? Or what about wringing your hands like he did?
No, and I don't pull my pants up under my chin. I probably should. I'd be more in character. But no, I don't do that. In fact, I don't think I could do it if I looked the way he looked. And that guy, you know, for those who don't know anything about Sling Blade, he transformed himself. I would never know that's Billy Bob Thornton.
If you didn't know,
it's Billy Bob Thornton. No, I don't do the lip thing. And you say you do, Carl. On a 1 to 10, I've been told mine's a 10. By Billy Bob himself, where would you put yours?
You know, I don't know, but I could do it if you want to hear it.
Well, I'd like to hear it. Yeah.
I'll
go right ahead. Let's hear it.
Okay, hold on.
Okay. You got to get the character. You pull his lip.
Exactly. Right. I have to pull over my car. How you doing, Frank? It's a pleasure to speak with you. Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead. Do Carl. Hey, what else did you expect but a cruel reaction here? Cruel and
exactly.
Cold. That wasn't bad. Let's get around it. That wasn't bad.
I do a lot of impersonations. My wife, of course, thinks they're all great.
Well, hang on. Whoa. Hang on here. You do a lot of impersonations? Like what else?
Let's see. No, I'm nervous. I can't think of it.
Just take a deep breath. If they're good, they're good. I'd like to hear it. I love impressions. I love it when people do impressions.
Do you know this one? My children love this because it's a cartoon character. It's hello, dear Frank. How are you?
Oh, I think
Droopy Dog.
It's supposed to be Droopy Dog.
Yeah.
Droopy Dog.
Not bad. Of course, little kids think it's great, even if it's not.
Yeah, my kids do, exactly. Yeah. The teachers from the Charlie Brown.
Okay. I don't remember it sounding like that. No. You don't want to close on that one. You don't want to leave us with that one. Give us your best. What's your best impression?
Well, when I get a cold, I do a really good Bill Clinton, but.
You don't have a cold.
I don't have a cold. I'll try it, though.
Well, you're not going to beat my Clinton, but go ahead.
Hello there, Frank. It's me, Bill Clinton. I can't do anymore. I'm so damn nervous.
All right. Well, you've done.
It's tough when you're put on.
You've made your contribution to the show. That's all we can ask. Jim, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening, and have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you too. You guys have a Merry Christmas.
Bye
bye.
All right. Bye. It's weird whenever you say, you know, you think you do something pretty well. Mike Clinton's not too bad.
No,
it's just not. I'll tell you this right now. Tell how much I do know. I did not have. I know this. I think it was something like here's what I think I know. Here's what I do. Well, here's what I do know. But, you know that thing you play where he can't make up his mind what he's trying to say, and it's just stuttering and stuttering.
I remember. I'll tell you what I remember.
I remember.
And I'm frankly quite sure, although I have no specific memory.
Now, here's the problem with that. Stop it. That's the one time he didn't have all that gravelly normally.
That was young, I think. That was when he was, yeah.
As time it's gotten went, a lot more by, gravelly. It's got a lot more gravelly because when he said, I did not have sex.
I have a brother who's a drug addict. I'm very proud of him.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Miss Lewinsky. Yeah.
I've done it since I was a boy.
There's the gravel.
I'm going to keep right on doing it until I can't do it anymore.
Until I can't do it anymore. There's the gravel. There's the gravel we know and love. One more. I know we're supposed to take a break. I want another call. I love calls. We're going to take a lot of calls today. Dan, how are you?
Hi, everybody. I'm AM and a PM.
Yeah. Dan. What's going on?
Hey, Frank. This morning I was laying in bed with the wife. I didn't have my mistress with me or anything like that, or girlfriend.
Too bad.
And, you know, I was saying to her, I said, you know, tomorrow morning around 5 o'clock, it's going to be the end of the world. We're not going to be around no more. I was going to say, and I asked her, I said, you know, how about one more time for the, you know, for the role?
How about some apocalypse sex?
Yeah.
And you know, and I told her, I said, you know, it's only going to take you a couple minutes to enjoy this. So, and she says, okay, just give me your best shot, and, you know, maybe it's the best 2 minutes of her life.
2 minutes? Mm. Braggart.
Wow. Marathon man.
Yeah.
It was 2 minutes, and, it might have even been 2 seconds after that, too.
Dan, you want to hear a real quick great joke about what you basically just called me about?
What's that?
It's the joke about the guy who has 24 hours to live, and the doctor sends him home. He says, he's got 24 hours to live. There's nothing I can do. The guy goes home, and he tells his wife, he says, look, 24 hours, that's it. What do you say? Let's hit the sack. Let's go to bed. I want sex before. So she lets him do his thing. And then when they're finished, about a half hour later, he says, I'd like to go one more time. I'd like to, look, I'm dying. This is it for me. So she says, okay. They do it again. An hour later, he wants to do it again. It's all he's thinking about because this is it. He does this 6-7 times over the course of about 14 hours. And then the eighth time he asks, he says, what do you think? He says, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. He says, let's have sex. She says, look, I have to get up tomorrow. You don't.
Oh, man.
That's wives for you. Cruel, even to the end. Dan, thank you for the call.
Merry Christmas, everybody, and I will see you next week.
I'm sure you will. You're a loyal, longtime listener. We appreciate that. We'll see him next week. Thank you, Dan.
Goodbye.
According to Melvin Kilrod, the show before us, he said 4:11 St. Louis time is when.
Oh, my goodness. Is that what does he say? He thinks that's what.
That's what he thinks. I think. I don't know where he.
Well,
got
you've
that
heard him on the air. He's not. He's a nut.
He is.
He's a nut. It's not going to happen. And then if it does, he can't beat me up for saying he's a nut because he'll be gone and I'll be gone.
Yeah.
So it's a no-lose situation for me. I have a terrific email I'm going to read you regarding John Landoff. This came in, well, it was on my email this morning. It might have come in yesterday. I don't have a timestamp on it. I printed it from that part down. It says, Dear Frank, I am a longtime listener, big fan of the show. I wanted to give a testimonial about one of your advertisers. A few years ago, my wife and I wanted to finish our basement, and we had big dreams of a bar on one end and a home theater on the other, not to mention maybe a poker table, shuffleboard. The cost of this project was somewhat prohibitive. We wondered where we'd get the money without borrowing too much. And where could we find everything we wanted? He says, now at this point, you're probably thinking this is a testimonial for a Meanies or for First Community Credit Union. Wrong. I want to tell you how Johnny Landoff helped us with this project. We had purchased a brand new GMC Yukon Denali. As beautiful as this vehicle was, we realized quickly how much a new car depreciates while home improvements only enhance the value of your property. So without much optimism, I drove to Johnny Landoff Chevrolet to see if I could make a trade-down deal. Much to my surprise, they were very interested in working with me. To make a long story short, within an hour, I traded my Yukon for a Trailblazer, same model year with fewer miles, and $10,000 in cash.
Wow.
Wow. I was never so relieved. We took that money, finished the basement, and every time I go down the steps to watch a game, to entertain friends, or have a drink, or all of the above, I cannot help but thank Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. We have since yet to buy another car, but when we do, we know where to go. Did he? Does that make sense? That's the way he wrote it. We have since yet to buy another car. I know what he means. We haven't since then bought a car, but when we do, we know where to go. Sincerely, Joe, I don't generally do last names, and I'm not going to hear, but Joe, you know who you are, and it says your AM and the PM, and I can tell you are. Thank you for the email. You don't hear too much about that, trading down. But it happens. It happens a lot. People bite off more than they can chew. They get themselves in a vehicle they want to get out of. And then you do. You trade down. You get into a less expensive vehicle. I have a Trailblazer. I'm going to tell you something. I don't know why Chevy stopped making that Trailblazer. I don't know what they're thinking. Chevy runs deep. Who are the people that are coming up with this and coming up with the idea to stop making the Trailblazer? And I know the Equinox sells like crazy, but Trailblazer is actually a real SUV. The Equinox is more of a crossover. Mm-hmm. It's lower. I love that Trailblazer. So, Joe, thank you for the letter. And to the rest of you, let's do everything we can. My part is to ask you to, if you're thinking of getting into another vehicle, pre-owned or new, please, please consider just at least letting the folks at Johnny Londoff give them a shot at your business. That's all we ask. Like to make this a really good December for them, as you have made all these months for so many years such great months. And it is due in great part to people who are AM and the PM, and don't think we don't appreciate that. So whether you want a new Silverado pickup truck, you want an Equinox, you want pre-owned, you want to trade down, you want to trade up, Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, 24/7, maybe Tissick in the crew, Londoff.com. Don't forget to say hello to Bruce Weiner. Bruce Weiner's been there 29 years for the last 5 years. He's been there 29 years.
Wow.
Or just get in the car and get on 270 and jump off at the Washington Elizabeth exit. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
A lot of folks have been asking about Tim Weiland. He will be back sometime after Christmas. He's just had some problems, and he'll be back. So he was in the hospital. But for right now, with traffic, here's Frank Ladd.
That's a great intro there, Dan. Makes me feel all warm and fuzzy.
Now,
here's Frank Ladd. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Working with a stall eastbound Highway 64, the exit to 270 southbound. Already starting to see a little bit of volume southbound on 270 this afternoon from Manchester through Doherty Ferry. Northbound on Highway 270, there was an earlier incident near Doherty Ferry. They've gotten that one out of the way. Working with the stall as well, 70 eastbound to Bermuda. That exit ramp is partially closed now, so you may have to make your way around there, work a little bit farther down the highway, and come back. Stalled vehicle 70 eastbound at Goodfellow. That one's on the right shoulder. A little heavy already. Westbound on Highway 70 now between 270 and the Blanchette Bridge. 64 westbound here on the brakes. West of the Science Center out through about Hampton and McCausland. This update is brought to you by Centrum. When it comes to multivitamins, Centrum is the most doctor-recommended, the most studied, and the most preferred. The choice is clear. Centrum, always your most complete. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Steve Ween, the guy you hear on all the commercials. Yeah, the very thing you listen to the radio for. And as I light my Hanukkah candles, I'd like to remind you to remember the real reason for the season. And if you celebrate Festivus,
the holiday for the rest of us,
good luck in your feats of strength.
Happy holidays from all of us here at the Big 550 KTRS.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-300-6122. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-300-6122. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-300-6122. That's 1-800-300-6122. 1-800-300-6122.
Once again, we're here on location at one of the Rain Tunnel Express car washes to see if it is true that you can eliminate the mud, the salt, tree sap, and decorative contributions by birds for as little as $5. Less expensive than those other guys.
And this time, we're in a car.
Here we go.
Here comes the spray as Rain Tunnel Express uses the car cleaning method specified in your owner's manual.
Oh, man, here's the shampoo.
Rain Tunnel Express uses the most advanced shampoos and polishing agents to protect your car.
And now you can save money with gift cards that never expire.
Get 5 downpour washes for $20.
You save $5.
Get 5 monsoon washes for $40.
You save $10.
Order online at raintunnelexpress.com or at any of their locations in Sappington, Sunset Hills, and South County in Missouri, and in Granite City, Edwardsville, and Pontoon Beach in Illinois.
Oh, we're drying now.
I must say that going through the Rain Tunnel Express made everything beautifully clean. But here's a suggestion.
What?
Next time, let's put the convertible top up.
Yeah, but now I qualify for the carpool lane.
Oh, please.
Yeah, it gets my glasses nice and clean.
The Bible says the borrower is slave to the lender. In other words, when you owe people money, they own you. So are you tired of being a slave to your mortgage and all your other debts? Just think, a typical monthly mortgage payment is 90% or more interest, and the banks get it all. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. I've shown over 2 million people how to eliminate their debts, including their mortgage, credit card debts, car payments, and student loans. And now I want to show you. So let me rush you a free copy of the Debt-Free Bible. Just call 1-800-900-6936. You'll discover powerful debt-eliminating secrets that will help you break free from being a slave to your debts. The truth is, you can get out of debt, no matter how much money you owe or how much money you make. For a free copy of the Debt-Free Bible, call now while a limited number of copies are still available. Call 1-800-900-6936. For your Debt-Free Bible, call 1-800-900-6936.
Martin Kilcoin here with an idea how you can pamper your loved one this holiday season. This is one that she will remember forever. Season Spa and Salon, the full holiday spa experience, which includes a massage, facial, express pedi and mani, shampoo and blow dry for only $170. Go to seasonspa.com for information on other Season Spa and Salon holiday packages, including this. If you buy 3 1-hour Swedish massages at $55, you'll get the fourth one free. Season Spa and Salon at number one. Ronnie's Plaza, St. Louis, the perfect gift for that perfect someone.
Look up the term Great Steak and you'll probably see Deardorff and Arts. After all, for 29 years, they've been serving the highest quality food with a dedication to outstanding service that is second to none, which makes Deardorff and Arts perfect for business meetings or just an enjoyable dining experience. A Deardorff and Arts certificate is a perfect holiday gift. They're also an exceptional place to welcome in the new year. For the finest in steaks, visit the newly remodeled Deardorff and Arts in the Westport Plaza. Call them at 314-878-1801. Online at DeerdorffHearts.com.
It's a scientific fact. Man can only hear certain frequencies during football season. So the jewelry store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
The kick is high, and it is caught near the 5-yard line. Brett Winston of Washington, D.C., you gotta hustle. Because your wife wants that diamond tennis bracelet for Christmas. And we're way past the 2-minute warning. Also, what's with you leaving your cereal bowls all over? This isn't a frat house.
She's trying to tell you something. This holiday, get her what she really wants from the jewelry store at Macy's.
Bring the light of Christmas into your holidays with a family visit to the Way of Lights at the Shrine of Our Lady of the Snows.
There are laser lights and Legos.
There came on donkey rides.
All ages will enjoy an amazing drive through more than 1.5 million lights. Plus, your donations support the Way of Lights and help brighten the lives of kids at SSM Cardinal Glennon Children's Medical Center. Be touched by the spirit of the season any night before January 1st at the Way of Lights, powered by Ameren, focused energy for life.
Don't miss the Dennis George Show. Well, wait a minute, that's me. The Dennis George Show. It's a whole new way to watch radio. We're back Sundays, 9 to 11. More fun than legally allowed. Here on the Big 550.
To spend a holiday away across the street.
It's dueling Leon Redbone. told you before, I really like Leon Redbone. I would have said I love Leon Redbone, and then Dan would have said, won't you marry him?
How'd you like that?
We're taking calls again, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. A little later on, we got a couple of real nutcases in the news. I cannot wait to share these stories with you if you don't know them already. It's just proof that we always say, in the course of a day, you walk right by or stand next to somebody who's absolutely crazy, and you don't know it. These people are out there, and until they show up on the news, you think that's the only one, the guy on the news? Nah, they're all over the place. Nuts are everywhere. This is Claire. She's not nuts. She's AM in the PM. Hello, Claire.
I am so AM in the PM.
Good for you.
I love you guys.
Good for you. We love you more in a sexual way.
Absolutely. That's what I was hoping to hear.
How can we help
anyway,
you?
Anyway, great. Anyway.
Yeah.
And oh, God, I love that. I have to tell you, first of all, Dan, don't worry about saying what you did about Frank. Whatever. I missed him. So I'm happy he's coming back, and God bless him, and hopefully quick recovery. He did. The other guy did good in the meantime, but Kim's all that. The other thing I'm saying is, if we all die tomorrow, I'm a better person. I have a better life because of being an AM and PM.
Listen to this. Listen to this. I think in the next life, and I do believe there's a next life, it's 24 hours of this show. Playing over the speakers in heaven.
The other thing that I had shared with all my relatives in Michigan is the dentist that hated children that you had that would like cause all the pain, and now I am a client of Bayless Dental.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. My favorite kind of listener. I appreciate
you guys are all over that. Yeah, wow. Michigan. But I love St. Louis. I'm not going anywhere. I love being here.
Well, we're glad you're here listening. We appreciate it.
You rock.
Anything
have a
else?
Great holiday.
Claire, how old are you?
43.
Favorite age.
Yeah.
43, that's my favorite age.
God bless.
Do you get the magazine 43 Do It With Me? Do you get that magazine?
I will now.
Well, it's a great magazine. And, 43 Do It With Me is
a lot
all
of good
about
tips in that magazine. A
lot of good sexual stimulation and foreplay tips, and the emphasis is on the fact that at 43, a woman reaches her sexual peak. I didn't know if you knew that or not.
Oh.
No, I did not.
It's true,
but that's something I'm going to have to investigate. Are you available later?
Yes, I am available for counseling and experimentation and exploration. So just
and also I'm very excited about the Pinion Center for breast.
Yes, you heard that about the squeezing of the breast to
and no insurance necessary.
No,
I really appreciate
you do not need to.
Self-employed.
We're here to, you know what, we're here to serve, Claire. All right, so keep all that in mind. Wow. Thank you for calling and have a Merry Christmas.
You too, doll.
Thanks for listening.
Hey, did you see who's on the line all the way to the right there?
You too, doll. She called me doll.
Yeah,
doll.
Let me just say before I introduce this guy, we had a Christmas get-together, and everybody was dressed, I would say, appropriately, until he walked in. And there's one person, and I'm not saying he wasn't dressed, it's just that there's always that one guy that walks in, and anybody else who had been dressed like that, people would have said, what the heck? But not him.
No, it seemed natural.
It's just, there's John Carney. Looking like a Christmas tree with things that don't match. But that's what's expected. Ladies and gentlemen, we've had lots of callers so far today, and now we have this one as well. John Carney. John, how are you?
Hey, crew.
I'm sorry?
Hey, crew.
How are you?
I was fine till mere moments ago when you ripped open an old wound that I thought had mended.
What, about the way you dress?
No, before that.
What was it?
I played Leon Redbone.
Oh, you don't like him?
Love him. And was so excited that I had the opportunity to talk to him on the air a few years ago.
No kidding.
Wow.
Did he talk like this when he talked to him?
I'm serious.
Did he talk like this thing?
I had no idea what he said for like 15 minutes.
So he does talk that way.
He does, and I had to. I'd ask a question, and he'd say,
"So he's like Charlie Brown's teacher."
And I'd have to guess and say something like, "Oh, I know, the same thing happened to me."
Yeah.
And I had no idea, honestly, what he was saying at all.
I've always wondered what the guy said. I've never heard him talk. What he sounded like. So now we
that
know.
That was it. It was just like that. It was like listening to McGraw. It was like, I don't even know what you're saying.
You know what would be... Now, see, that was cruel. Like listening to McGraw. I didn't know what he was saying. See, that... I mean, for the people listening, that was not any member of our show.
No.
That was John Carney that said that. We like McGraw. We would never be that cruel. So, how are you? Good?
I'm okay.
All righty. Yeah. Anything else, John?
No, that was it. Just that warm remembrance of my visits with Leon Redbone.
Let's remind people when you're on the air, because I've never heard your show. When are you on?
Tonight, 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock tonight, the one and only John Carney, 9 to midnight, I assume. Yeah.
It's the plan, unless you know something I don't.
Now, one of these days soon, we're going to get you in here after the first year and talk about what you know that it is that I want to talk about, okay?
I would love to talk about anything you want to talk about.
All right, we'll do it. Thank you, John.
See you, guys.
All right, John Carney, everybody.
Yeah.
I once heard somebody say that that he's probably one of the genuinely funniest people in the business. I knew who it was. It was John. Said,
oh,
at the Christmas party.
Yes,
party.
I did
at the Christmas
say
party.
Yeah.
Said that. One more call, then we'll take a break. This is Tom. Hello, Tom. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, Frank? Well,
it's going. Christmas. Thank you. It's going great.
In the past week or so, Ian brought up one of your past guests.
Mm-hmm.
Someone I thought was great, and you guys worked with him. It was just fantastic.
Who's that?
Talking about Robert the Joke Teller.
Yes.
I brought him up a couple times the last couple weeks, wondering where he is.
We don't know. We were afraid he might have passed away.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I kind of remember him being ill.
He was always ill. Yeah. In fact, most of the time he'd call, he was in the hospital.
But you guys played on each other pretty well. Is there any way you can play some of the past?
Well, we used to have a guy worked here called Abuse Boy, and he was real good about, you know, cataloging. And
I think I have some Robert clips somewhere.
Boy, if you could do that, that'd be wonderful.
I agree with you. I agree. There are a couple of Robert calls that were just beyond description. And the guy genuinely believed that his material was funny, and it was. That was funny. So, yeah, now that you've planted the seed here, it's on peon. We're gonna.
I would love it.
We'll make him pull up some Robert. We'll work on that.
Can't wait.
All right, Tom. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
And it's okay to say Merry Christmas, because the next time I'm here, Christmas will be over. We have to take a break. And I was in a Meanies last night. Say hi to Bob, who took great care of me and waited on me. And Mr. Meany met my wife. And again, she put on the I'm a nice person act for him, you know. It kills me. It's so frustrating that people meet her and they go, your wife is so nice. And I just want to get them in a room and go, don't you get it? That's an act. That's an act she puts on. Come live at the house for a day or two. But she was, presentable. And we spent quite a bit of time in Amini's. I found a light. It's not a chandelier. It's a hanging light that I, honest to goodness, after the first of the year, it comes in two sizes, and one of them is perfect for our dining room. I have always hated our dining room light. And we don't sit in the dining room because we don't dine because nobody cooks. But as long as there's going to be a room and a light hanging in there, and I found... Without intending to. We didn't go there last night to look for a light. I just went upstairs, this Jaffe lighting collection, and my wife actually found it. I had found another light, and I said, wow, this would be perfect for our dining room. And then she looks over and goes, whoo, how about that? And I said, that's the one. And it's hard to describe. It's some cut glass, and it's not a crystal chandelier. It's cut pieces of red and amber and green glass, like emerald, ruby. It's very hard to describe. It's a beautiful, beautiful light. And then we couldn't stop looking at lights in that Jaffe lighting department, but that's not why we went in. We went in to pick up, and I knew what I wanted, a Christmas present. I have to be careful because I don't know who's listening, and I don't want to spoil the Christmas for somebody. But I'll be able to tell you next week what it was that we got and who it was for. What a great store. And my wife finally, we were in separate cars, and she finally said, look, I have to go. She knew if I had my way, we'd be there 3 hours. So we spent probably 45 minutes, an hour in there, and she took off, and I just kept walking around. I played little Pac-Man, I played a little pinball, and then I played a couple of songs on the jukebox, on the electronic jukebox, which is beyond description. Amini's, I say to you, and let me say this, there's a rug. When you go into Amini's, when you walk into the main store and look out toward the front, toward the parking lot, there is a handmade rug hanging from the ceiling to the floor. It's the biggest rug I've ever seen, and it's all handmade, and I think it's silk. Guess the price on this rug.
Oh, I would have no
$150,000 for an area rug. And then I looked at some beautiful rugs that I expected to be several thousand that were $600. That's the range. Everything you can imagine. You want a rug? Before, I don't care who's having a sale or what kind, before you make a rug decision on an Aerie rug, please do yourself a favor. Amini's. Check it out. Take a trip to Amini's soon, like maybe tonight. A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com.
Let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Frank Ladd.
A pretty bad crash down Lindbergh at Tesson Ferry. Lindbergh is closed in both directions. Emergency crews are headed that way. More emergency crews are headed that way. Tesson Ferry, heavy volume approaching Lindbergh as well. Working with a stall, 270 westbound just east of McDonald. Got a new incident, 270 northbound just before Doherty Ferry. The left lane is closed. Westbound on 64, you're heavy now from the Science Center out to McCausland. Then again between 270 out to about Mason Road. 270 westbound, you're on the brakes now between 270 and the Blanchette Bridge. This update is brought to you by BP. Want to go a little farther between Phillips? Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it helps clean and protect critical engine parts, so you can go a little farther between Phillips. Use BP gasoline with Invigorate. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's time for the women to have their turn. Today, the Mizzou women's basketball team takes on the Murray State Racers. Coverage begins at 6:45 and the tip-off is at 7. Catch all the action right here on your home of the Missouri Tigers, the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
A new report shows that 20% of all drivers have styled their hair while driving and 10% do it frequently. Yep, they're out there. Hopefully you're in a Volvo. A message from SunTrip, the St. Louis Volvo dealer, on Manchester and in O'Fallon, Missouri.
The Big 550, KTRS, St. Louis Talk.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston.